Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Christian High School principal Kevin Hertigan joins us on today's program to talk about the upcoming academic year.
Well, Mr. Hertigan, it's good to be back with you here again. We talked about a year ago as you were entering this role as the principal here at Pella Christian High School. That year is now under your belt, and it's been a very busy year, especially in a world where things were a lot more normal than they had been in a couple of years, and a lot of return to full activities, both athletics and fine arts, all the way to what's happening in your curriculum. First of all, what's it been like now, looking back on this first year as administrator after all the years of teaching here, and what's it been like to watch Pella Christian High School transform within that year?
Yeah, first of all, thanks for having me on. After 11 years in the classroom and moving into my first year of administration, I guess I'd have to look back and say very blessed. Very blessed with the Pella Christian community, our students, our staff, our families, even the extracurricular, the coaches, the way I was able to engage as a principal, just to be at some additional events to support students. I'll just say the word again, I'm very blessed. Blessed in the way that God is working at Pella Christian and how he led me to be principal in my first year. And looking forward to what year number two has to bring.
Well, and that year included, as always, a lot of great achievement in terms of the theater program and speech. I think back to the first marching band competition was under technically your purview, all the way to obviously a great year of athletics that I got to cover again between football, basketball, and then Tyler Crabb coming in for our spring coverage. And all the above, I know there's too much to mention here, but I imagine that's got to be a fun way to look in a different chair, to obviously see it from an administrative standpoint and those opportunities of continuing to grow students, but probably pretty fun to sit in that chair too.
Absolutely. Definitely a highlight is seeing our students grow and achieve. And we definitely see that in the classroom on a daily basis. And then our community probably sees it a little bit better with our activities. And as you mentioned, athletics and fine arts, it really was a blessing to see or have the opportunity for our students to experience that first marching band contest, to have our speech and our musical be received several awards, and some students receive individual awards at the state level. And so it is a blessing that our students have so many opportunities here at Pella Christian to get involved and to develop their gifts that God has blessed them with in a variety of ways. That's one thing I like about the fall season as I think about the year ahead. Lots of ways for our kids to get involved right away. And that's probably what I'm looking forward to the most, is just getting back to attending the games, going to the musical, seeing a concert, things like that as we start the new year.
Well, and what makes this new year interesting again is that it's another new year for some of the administrative team, obviously at both the grade school and high school, a year under the belt, but now a new head of schools, more long-term solution with Dan Zylstra coming in. From an administrative perspective, I know there's been a lot of big changes coming here, obviously with the consolidation of the two schools still ongoing and some of the work with the area Christian schools. But what's that been like welcoming a new member to the administrative team now that you're the quote-unquote tied for first and veteran in years experience? But what's it been like reforming that team again and kind of seeing some of the opportunities that are ahead on that higher level?
It has been a thrill to welcome Dan Zylstra to the Pella Christian community. He brings with some great experience. He grew up in Christian education. He has some experience leading as superintendent. He comes in with just a different perspective, not saying right or wrong, but just looking at how do we do things, why do we do it that way. He's definitely very intentional about efficiency and making what we do very efficient, both from a financial and as a time standpoint. And just helping Pella Christian improve. We continue to look at ways to integrate, to reduce some redundancy between our schools. And I think that is sometimes under the table, nobody really gets to see it. But in the end, it becomes more efficient for our students and our staff. And hopefully that helps our students and our families that are attending Pella Christian schools.
Well, and we talk a lot about the administrators and we talk a lot about the kids, but one group that I know that you and I talked about last year was where the staff is at and where teachers are at. And I know that as is in the public schools, there's a lot of ongoing learning and missions throughout the year when you try to integrate staff with what's happening in the classroom, maybe the most important piece, the teaching. So when you discuss that, especially now when you left a teaching role to administrative role, what are some of your goals for your staff, knowing that you've had foots in both doors and at the same time, you're also looking for that opportunity to continue to improve what the lessons in the curriculum are here at the school?
Yeah, we definitely continue to look for ways to improve. This year is going to be an exciting year as we roll out a modified block schedule, allow our teachers to teach in some longer periods a couple times a week, really for more opportunities for students. Hopefully this leads to some deeper learning opportunities in and out of the building, allowing our students to integrate what they're learning in the classroom into God's world. As relates to me being once a past teacher, it's always important to remember what teaching was like. And as we approach this new school year, it'll be important to support teachers in a variety of ways, be opening to answering questions, be there to support them with time, resources, and just different levels of support that'll be different for different teachers and different content areas. So it is exciting time to approach a new school year and roll over in some new staff.
Well, and back to school is coming up, and there are opportunities for your constituency to get involved beyond the students getting in the building, which again at Pella Christian is usually a split experience, as I understand, new students on the first day on the 23rd, returning students, and then full bore on the 24th. But there are other opportunities. I know you have a lot of back to school nights, prayer nights, all the above. The first chapel is usually pretty popular. What are some of the key things to remind ourselves of now that we're getting into mid-August and those first few weeks of school?
Yeah, more information about this will be sent to our families relatively soon, actually. But as was mentioned, that first Tuesday, August 23rd, will be a half day for just our new students. It'll be a time of orientation, a little bit acclimated to our school. And then we do invite all students back on Wednesday the 24th. So some other opportunities along the way. Yes, that first full day on that Tuesday, we will have our chapel. And obviously, our community is always welcome to that first convocation chapel. We have our back-to-school night on Tuesday the 23rd. More information will be sent out on the letter for that. But that's an opportunity for our parents to get to know the teachers. Our teachers will be talking about their classes, a little bit who they are, how they integrate faith into what they do on a daily basis. And also just even that Monday, the 22nd or the Friday before, we're opening our school up for anybody that wants to come and pray that day. We feel like we have a great community of prayer warriors, and we feel like that's a value added to just invite our community in to pray and to support our school. So anybody out there that's listening that wants to come those 2 days, feel free to show up during the day. The doors will be available, and there'll be a resource, and you can just pray for our staff, our students, our building, our coaches, our programs, lots of different aspects you can pray about.
And what are your goals then as we head into year two as administrator and obviously, again, year two of a return to more normalcy in our world?
Well, I would say my biggest goal for year number two is to be very intentional in supporting our students and our teachers as we roll into this block schedule. There's obviously going to be some changes. There's changes with every school year. Students come back with different schedules. They have different classes. So every year involves changes. It's just with a different block schedule, those changes are going to be a little bit different. And those changes, I think, are going to be great opportunities for our students and staff. I just want to be very intentional about supporting both of those demographics and be there for what they need as we go through that change.
Once again, that was Pella Christian High School Principal Kevin Hurtigan. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniacableus.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.